I end this bit with a thing about words, because, you know, words are a thing I love, and I've always felt that English place names mean something else besides what they seem to mean. You've only got to look at Babbicombe to feel that, you know, it can't just be a place. I think Babbicombe is an idle or nonsensical ruin. It's just a lot of Babbicombe. Or Bawtry is used for windy and rainy, cold weather. That's a Bawtry day today. Buckfastly is archaic and poetic. Aye, and right Buckfastly, lad, comes in hardy. And Croma is a mistake or a bundle. Aye, you made a terrible Croma there. Dunstable is archaic and poetic for possible. If 'tis Dunstable, he'll do't, my lord. Dungeness is uninterestingness. He lived in a suburb of extraordinary dungeness. Eareth is an obsolete verb. It comes in an old proverb, only in the third person. Man eareth, woman moreth. And Holyhead means a hangover. And Kenilworth means a trifling or beggarly amount. He left a lot of Kenilworth in his will. And Kettering is an adjective from Ketter, an obsolete verb, like the flight of a butterfly. And Lowestoft is a subterranean granary. And Maesteg is an adverb, Welsh. It's a musical direction to Welsh choirs to sing maestoso, but at the same time brightly. per sure is also archaic. It means for sure. Per sure thou art damned, Welsh. And then we have a couple of rather medieval sort of terms. Rickmansworth is a legal term. It's the ancient nominal rent paid to the lord of the manor for hay. It's always paired in mortgage documents with the Stevenage. Ancient nominal rent paid to the lord of the manor for stones. Thirsk, a desire for vodka. And Wembley means suffering from a vague malaise, such as, don't think I'll go into work this morning. I feel a bit Wembley.